Blog
Anybody
Talk
help?
Radio.
Yes, I am just pulling my hair. Yes.
All right. is Ray on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys. I don't know. This happened the other day to somebody else. Blog Talk froze them out. So.
All right. That's probably not true. Well, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. It is September 25th. I'm your host, Jeff Sicari of thesuperfitvegan.com.
We're getting an echo, Jeff.
Yeah, we're getting an echo, so that's, we're going to have to redo this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you like me to call back in?
Yeah, please. That would be good.
Will do.
Okay.
Would
you call back in? Yeah, please. That would be good.
Will do.
Okay. Okay, hi, Ray.
Hi, good morning, Ruthann. How are you?
I'm great. Blog Talk just didn't like me this morning. It froze up somebody Sunday night, too. And we had to cancel.
How do you troubleshoot that?
Well, he couldn't right then because I can't even go to help because I couldn't even get on Blog Talk. I could get on, you know, to send email or my message and all. I could do everything but Blog Talk.
Right.
I go to Blog Talk and it freezes. But anyway, you're home now, right? From your journey around.
Yes, I am. I returned from the desert.
Yeah, back from the desert.
It was wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was nice to get home, too.
Yes, always. Yeah, always. Road trips are always like that. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
There's a lot of activity, and the weather was nice, and, you know.
Did you get new ideas and things while you were there, or you just enjoyed what was happening?
Oh, yeah. I always get motivated, inspired in different ways by different people. And, you know, there's always somebody better on the, you know, on the athletic scale and then others that are maybe a little less than. So you always kind of fall right in the middle.
Yeah.
And it's always inspiring to see the, you know, pro athletes, you know, because they're so dedicated, you know, so.
Yeah, that
Good
was
morning.
Like Jeff, right? He's dedicated.
Good morning, Ruthann.
Yeah.
You there, Ruthann?
Hi.
Ruthann?
Yeah, you're on.
Yeah, okay, I just wanted to make sure we had a good connection.
Yeah.
How are you
no
doing?
Feedback.
All
I'm
right,
great.
Excellent.
Now, I got on. Ray was saying that she was inspired and falling in between the not so good and the super, super dedicated. And I said, you're a super, super dedicated.
Well, you know, when you have a situation like a couple of technical issues that we've had here, you've got to be dedicated to stay on the line. So hopefully a few callers that are out there, or excuse me, listeners that are out there are still on the line here.
Yeah, they
And let's
that.
Go ahead and get started. Let's go ahead and get started because we're going to have a bit of a short show here. So just for the listeners, I'm Jeff Sicarek, the host of The Superfit Vegan. My site's thesuperfitvegan.com, along with co-host Ray Whitney of rawgirlfriend.com. And this is the show where we talk about the vegan lifestyle, all things related to the vegan lifestyle and superb physical fitness. And we're going to pick up a bit where we left off last week, when we were talking about how to get into the best shape of your life with no fancy equipment, no gym membership, and just a handful of exercises you probably learned in high school gym class. We'll also talk to Ray about how to lose all the weight you want while eating pretty much as you want and build lean, attractive muscle at the same time. So we'll get into that a little bit later. Before we get into that, I took a trip here last week to the Komodes Islands. So I wanted to give you an update on that as it relates to vegan fitness. The Komodes Islands are a small little group of islands off the coast of the island, the city of Cebu in the Philippines. And I'm going to tell you about this, but before I do that, I'm going to read just a brief article that relates to it that I wrote a few months ago. And you'll see where I'm going with this in just a minute. This article that I wrote is called Live Like Animals to Be Healthy Like Animals. You Can Too. And I'm going to read it right now. Do you see animals in the wild up all night drinking and partying? Do you see them consuming cooked, altered, or processed foods? And do you see them breaking down physically or prematurely aging? Not unless they're domesticated by man himself. So here's a brief but useful little bit on how to be more like a healthy animal in the wild and less like a misguided, civilized human. Which, me, I've seen a lot of that in just the past few weeks, and I'll get to that in a moment. Back to my story. What kind of wildlife do you see in the Comores Islands in the Philippines, where I just visited? You see birds rising early with the sun. Lizards, some of the greatest athletes on earth, running along trees, insects of various types, all seemingly bursting with energy. I did a workout this morning, ending with a run by the ocean, and I was just amazed at the speed of the little crabs on the beach. They live in these small holes dug into the sand, and when they see you coming, they just explode with a natural power and dart into their little homes. And seeing all these creatures got me to thinking, just before diving into the ocean, how totally unusual a creature is man when compared to these beings. They exude vibrant energy, joy, the birds in the air, the lizards, the insects, the crabs on the beach. And I thought it's difficult to even determine the age of these creatures, as their health seems to remain constant and vibrant throughout their entire lives. And what about us, man? Well, on my beach run this morning, he appeared a bit out of place by comparison. I saw overweight children. I saw people drinking alcohol early in the morning.
Oh, my God.
What's going on with the connection?
What's going on with this connection?
Okay, I hear him.
Are you getting a weak connection, Ray?
It just sounds really strange. Does it sound strange to you, Ruth Ann?
No, it doesn't. Mm-mm.
Is it breaking up, Ray? Or are you getting echo?
You sound like you're underwater.
Oh.
Let's see here. Let me test another sentence here. How about that? Does that sound any better, or is it still echoey and muted?
You sound fine to me, but Ray, do you still hear like he's underwater? Okay, she's dropped. So it was on her end, so she'll call back then. Okay.
All right. Well, the point of this is this, and I was just reading this little bit that I wrote just to kind of highlight the massive difference that I saw in these islands between the humans and the animals. And I'd say you can attribute quite a bit of that to what they're eating.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd think like in these islands, there would be plenty of fresh fruit. There'd be all kinds of green vegetables and a preponderance of vegan foods to choose from. And what I found when I went over there is that the indigenous population over there has been so inculcated with processed foods that makes up the majority of their diet. And, you know, that's pretty shocking when you consider an island like that has about as good of a climate as you're going to want to grow whatever you want.
It's appalling. It's appalling.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And I had heard reviews of the Philippines before. by Frederick Patnaud, who's a pretty well-known raw vegan. You know, he was talking and has written before on his site about how the Philippines, it's almost 180 degrees backwards as to what you would think. You would think with the climate there'd be a lot of raw vegan foods, and it turns out not so much. So I think that that's just a symptom of modern man and kind of where we've gotten to this stage,
right,
where processed foods have become such a part of everyday life that when a country like that with the good climate they have and all the open land that they have, when they're addicted to processed foods, that is not a good sign for mankind as a whole.
Yeah.
So, what can you do? What can you do about that? Well, my personal opinion on that is to just simply lead by example, and that is what both Ray and I try to do. Which, Ray, yeah, we don't have her back in the line.
Yeah, she's here. She's here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here. Am I coming through okay now, Ray? Do I still sound like I thought?
It might have just been my phone. It's fine. You're crystal clear now.
Good. Yeah, so I was just telling Ruth Ann while you're off the line, it's such a disconnect in your mind when you go to a country that's got the perfect climate to grow all the fruits and vegetables they want. There's a ton of open land out there. And you see the discrepancy between the health and the animals, on the beach and out on the water everywhere you go. And then you look at man broken down. I saw a lot of overweight people, a lot of people that didn't look very good, and they're in the perfect climate to grow all the good produce they could. So my solution to that, it looks, when you look at that on the surface of it, you think, boy, that's pretty depressing. we know how bad it is, both Ray and I, because we live on the West Coast, and even when you go into a lot of health food stores, you still have a situation like we were talking about last week where about 10% of the aisles are produce, and then you got 90% that is stuff in boxes, even in most of the health food stores. So we know how disturbing that is, but boy, I'll tell you what, you go to a country that has a great climate and should have all the fruits and vegetables in the world, and it really hammers home the point that, boy, man's in a pretty tough spot right now spiritually, because this stuff affects every single person, not only physically, but spiritually. I was thinking about Dr. Weston Price, who I don't personally like what that organization has become, but the guy in his day, if you Google Dr. Weston Price, he was a dentist who I believe it was back in the 30s, traveled to a lot of these indigenous countries and noticed that, wow, the people in these countries that have not been exposed to the Western diet of tons of sugar and processed foods, they've got almost no teenage crime problem. They've got perfect teeth. They've got perfect teeth. You can go to the site. I think it's pricepottinger.org, pricepottinger.org. And see some of the photos of the indigenous people. He traveled to about 30 different countries throughout the world just because he got the idea in his head, he got the crazy idea in his head, perhaps these indigenous people that have low crime rates, perfect teeth, and great health throughout their lives, boy, that could that have something to do with what they're putting in their mouths every day? Couldn't be. Well, it turns out that that's the deal, and he, in my mind, went a long way toward proving that diet is one of the primary, if not the primary, factor in determining an entire culture's health from the inside out. So what has his research gotten us? Well, not a whole heck of a lot at this point, not when when the corporations that run roughshod over this world with their psychotic advertising and their poisonous products? Well, they've got a stranglehold on man right now. And the Dr. Weston Prices of the world that proved beyond the shadow of a doubt that if you have indigenous cultures eating healthy food, they have low crime and great health, and westernized processed foods, high sugar food, high meat eating cultures have a horrible rate of cancer, heart disease, crime, and the rest of it. We haven't learned very much since his day, so what do we do about this? Well, here's my solution, and then I'll flip it over to you, Ray, to get your opinion. I wrote in my article here, here's about all you can do after you take care of yourself spiritually. And what I mean by that spiritually is, what can you do? Whether or not you believe in God or not, I don't personally, but I do believe in a power that's greater than man. I look at us as misguided insects, pests on this earth at best. That's just my personal opinion on what man has done to this earth. So I am pretty well convinced that there is a power that is much greater than man. And if you just, I would say, get yourself into a space and talk to what you'd call God about what you really want with your life physically. That's the first thing I'd recommend, because of the situation I just talked about that we're in. And just ask yourself, if you're not a vegan yet, if you're not doing the best that you could do, do you really want to continue this? Go, you know, as we talked about, Ray and I, last week, go through those cupboards and just look, start looking at the ingredients and ask yourself, not anybody else, just you, yourself, and whatever you would call God, and you'll start picking up cues. You'll look at something, and if you shut the TV off, become totally silent and talk to God as if he were or she were a highly respected person whose time is very valuable. Say your piece, say what you want, the type of health that you want, and then you said your piece, you've gotten it out, there's no reason to pester about it anymore, but just become silent and listen for an answer. And if you do that, then the cues will start to come. For example, you'll pick up something on high fructose corn syrup, or maybe you're listening to this show and you find out, hey, high fructose corn syrup is laced with mercury, and that's in most children's products, and hey, they're being poisoned by it. And then you, let's say you get rid of all the high fructose corn syrup products in your children's lunches. That step in the right direction, you'll notice things will start to happen around you. Cues, seemingly out of nowhere, will start to come your way. That's what happened to both Ray and I when we first got into this thing. It's pretty amazing how once you get onto the path to good health, and we talked about this before, Ray, it's almost like you're either in an upward spiral or a dead flat downward one. It's like either you're doing things right physically and spiritually and things seem to start going your way, you're picking up cues, or you're doing the reverse way and you're not picking up anything. And so I'd say that's the number one thing. People are not tuned in because they're so inculcated with noise and processed foods. You've got to shut all that out, talk to what you'd call a God, decide what you want, and in silence, once you have your answer, the truth will come out. Then at the end of my article, after you do that, I wrote, go to bed early, rise early, exercise each day as if your life depended upon it, allow no poisons to enter your body, no alcohol, drugs, or processed foods, and of course, eat the right foods for your species, which means if you're a human or anthropoid primate, that means fruits, vegetables, and alkaline-producing raw foods, plant foods, not acid-producing meats, dairy, and other animal products. So if you do that, you're going to find that you'll develop the health of some of these animals rather than the health of what your neighbors, quote-unquote, enjoy, which ain't very good in most cases. Am I wrong, Ray?
No, you're right on. That's exactly what you need to do. You need to get quiet. You need to start, I think it's just start thinking for yourself. You know, we live in a world that, you know, we're inundated with visual, you know, input. And I think people, you know, start short-circuiting. We've talked about this. There's just so much coming at you. You just need to get into a place where it's quiet. Nature lends itself if you seek it out. And that's a good place to go to get quiet all the way to your core and start thinking about your life. I think for me it's you have to decide and be willing to change. And most people are not willing to change. It's easier to continue doing what you're doing because it's the path of least resistance. When you go to change, especially your diet, you have to take psychological strides that you may not be ready for. But I really think the brain is powerful, and it's mind over matter. Whatever you want to do, you can do. You just have to set your mind to it. So I think for me it would be, what can you do? Decide that you want to be the best you can be. It was a mental decision for me first, and then I took steps to get there. So, you know, it's looking at yourself in the mirror and being very honest about how you look and how you feel. And we only have one life. It's really rather short. So we have to do what we can to, you know, be healthy at every level. Like you're saying, you know, be spiritually squared, mentally, emotionally healthy, so we can contribute. So for me, the first thing is just agreeing to change.
I totally agree with that. Ray, isn't it interesting that, and then I'll let you get to your story about, you know, what the impetus was for you to change where you were, what the major triggers were that got you to change. But isn't it interesting that both you and I got into this? When I say this, I mean body weight exercise, as we point out on our websites, mine, thesuperfitvegan.com, yours, rawgirlfriend.com. We got into this for strictly physical reasons. You did, I did. We wanted to better our health. I wanted to be the best athlete I could be. You did also. And both of us had been plant eaters before, but not to the extent and the way that we do it now. So I know that both of us got into it for the health reasons, but look at how things have spinned for us now after being in this. Now I'm there's equally as much or more of a spiritual reason that I do this. We got back from these islands, the Komodis, and I was with Megan Wilmore, and she's a vegan athlete, runner, and we were in this hotel on the beach, and it's just pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing when you look at how low man has sunk, where even his animals, there were dogs and cats that were begging for food at this hotel, and several of them looked like they wouldn't make it another day. And then you go out and you look at the wild animals that we saw on the beach. We got some great photographs of them, by the way, that we're going to post on Facebook. Crabs, lizards. I went out on a tiny little boat out into the ocean with a local old man in the sea type of character. It was a great, great time. It was a great time. Boy, we took this little boat out there. That thing was, it's kind of scary out there. You're looking down below you and you're thinking, hey, you know, this is 1,000 meters. There's probably some great whites down there. Which I'm not a big fan of sharks. I mean, I love all animals, but hey, you know, you're out there in a tiny little boat. that could get flipped. These thoughts like that start running through your head.
Yeah.
But the point is, and my point of this is this, you're seeing all these animals that are enjoy, you know, superb health, and then we're up in the hotel throwing, you know, feeding some vegan scraps to the animals that are domesticated by man, and it just, for want of a better term, breaks your heart when you see creatures that don't have the advantages of intellect that we do victimized by man. You start adopting his processed food attributes, his behavior. We're up there feeding one animal, one dog, and it had plenty of food, and there was another one behind it we were trying to feed. And the one that we were feeding bossed the other one was around, was more concerned with keeping the other one down away from food than it was accepting the food we were giving it. I'm thinking in my head, boy, that's really kind of a metaphor of where man is at this point. Scratch, claw, fight, everything's backwards, everything's 180 degrees backwards. As soon as you think you know that something makes sense and is forward in this society that we live in, and now, boy, you know, you better take another look at it, because chances are you don't have the whole story. And this is what's going through my mind as I'm watching these animals that are domesticated by man that should be as healthy as the free animals out there in nature, and they're not. And, well, what does that have to do? Why I'm off on that tangent, because there's as much a spiritual reason for both you and I, Ray, I know now, because of situations like that. You see situations like that that I didn't see before when I just got into this for health reasons alone. You can't help but see situations like that. And that really helps you to cement your resolve that you're not ever going to go back and treat yourself or any other creature in a way that you don't want to be treated. And if that doesn't work, hey, you can always pop in a copy of Earthlings. If that doesn't change, nothing will.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think, Ray?
I'm just mortified by, there's no other word. I'm mortified by how people treat themselves and each other. I see people every day, even in my neck of the woods, that they don't look good, they don't feel good, they're irritable, they have health issues, overweight. That's pretty easy, you know. It's just mind-boggling that you would live your life for one moment not feeling good when you have control over what you put in your mouth. It's mind-boggling, and it's mortifying, because I have to look at those people.
Yeah, exactly.
And I feel bad for, I feel especially bad for the children, because it's perpetuated to the next generation, you know, just the same programming about, you know, a protein. I get tired of that conversation. Parents are stressed, and they go through the drive-thrus because it's fast and easy and cheap. And it's just, you just watch, like Jeff was saying, it is for spiritual reasons. You get to a different level when your mind is clear. You sort of rise above all the, all this craziness, and you can look at it on a bigger scale. And it's mortifying. There's just no other word. And even leading by example, that doesn't seem to even faze anyone. They're just walking around in a overprocessed stupor. I mean, for lack of a better word.
I couldn't agree with you more, and it can seem a bit depressing when you get to the point where, I think you'd agree with me, Ray, we've talked about this before, that in my opinion, and this is just my personal opinion, man as a creature is in for some pretty harsh years ahead. I think that he has had his opportunity. for a long time to do better, and that has not happened. So we're about to, if you just take a look at the news with regard to man's freedom, his freedom to choose, his freedom to choose his own food, to do better with that volition and that freedom of choice, he has had that chance, and he has squandered that chance. So now we are at a point in human history where, well, he's had his chance, he's had his shot. We've had books like Diet for a New America. We've had Dr. Joy's books out there. We have films like Earthlings out there exposing the just degrading, horrible things and the horrific spiritual level that man has fallen to. And I have the feeling that, and again, this is just my own opinion, but that opinion is based on reading thousands of news stories relative to this subject, just as you have read as many as I have, Ray. My opinion is that his chance is pretty much over, and we're entering a phase where the handful of powerful corporations that run this world, they are just not going to give up. No matter how many sites, good sites like Natural News that are out there, which we talked about last week, and no matter how much good information is out there on the internet, there's the old phrase, information is power. No, it isn't. Information is not power, especially now when it is mixed with tons of disinformation. It's only power if the public does something with it. And it does not seem to me at this point in human history as if man is counteracting these handful of corporations that now control the world's food supply and are just rapidly poisoning the whole darn thing. So what do you do about it? Well, what we just talked about. If the entire creature of man is falling, and he's falling hard and fast, all you can do as a person is, because we live, as you said, for such a short time, Ray, all you can do is get yourself into the right place spiritually, which to me, that means I follow a one-sentence religion, which is, Treat all beings as you would be treated. That's all. You don't need to read anything. You don't need to study anything. You don't need to read entire tomes written by humans that existed 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago that are telling you who, what, and where God is. I can tell you this. I don't know what God is, but I know what he isn't. And that is somebody with a pointy hat waving a wand floating around on the cloud making decisions for you. So what can you do about this? Well, you get yourself into a position where you do the best you can spiritually. Treat every creature that you meet the way that you'd like to be treated to the absolute best of your ability. And I'm not talking about going crazy where if you step on an ant, you cry the rest of the day. I'm talking about to the best of your ability, treat all creatures the way you want to be treated. And you'll find that things start to happen around you if you do that. People, animals, things start to treat you better. So if we can just do that and then get yourself into a place spiritually where you feel good about yourself and then start doing the things that your mother told you to do when you were about 10 years old. Go to bed early, rise early, exercise vigorously each day. Make most of your diet raw plant foods. And I insert in there, try not to eat anything that walks, has a family, or goes to the bathroom. You do that, you do those things, you keep your protocol simple spiritually and physiologically, and good things start to happen. In the world that we live in now, that's not going to pay your bills. It's not going to make you rich unless you're one in a million. It's not going to do a lot of things for you. But you know what? It'll change your life from the inside out, and when we're dead, that's likely all that's going to matter anyway.
Well said, well said. You know, just picking up from last week, I was in Las Vegas for that bike trade show, Interbike, and I got to tell you, these food spreads that are available to people are so scary. And it's just this long display of, I mean, processed, cooked, you know, or dead animals, and everyone is clamoring. I mean, people in line, they're clamoring to get as much of it as they can. Like, it's the last meal. And I demurely step aside, and they say, don't you want any of this? And I said, I don't eat any of that. Okay, so I have to go way to the end to get to the greens, and some of those aren't even worthy. So I would rather step off of that line than participate in that line. So I just get back to that mind over matter, and I just opt out. I make a conscious decision to opt out. Why? Because I care about myself and I care about my body. I don't want to participate in that. So I just wait a little while, and I carry apples with me, and I don't have to worry about those crazy lines. So there are reminders wherever you go, as you walk the earth. You do have choices when it comes to what you're going to eat. And I just encourage everyone every day, however I can, to opt out of those processed foods that are just poison for you, and especially the dead animals. I get back to mortified that people actually eat that. They're just unaware. Or maybe they are aware and they just don't want to opt out. But as you walk the earth, you make choices. So it just gets down to your food as well. When you go vegan, everything simplifies when you go vegan. Everything simplifies. Your food intake, your thoughts, everything simplifies. Your activities, it just crystallizes and it clarifies like nothing else I've ever done. It's the best thing I've ever done. I keep saying that, but it's the best thing I've ever done for myself, is choosing the vegan diet. I even took it a step further and I go raw, but I wouldn't expect a lot of people to do that. But at least if you can do plant-based, like Jeff was saying, you know, you're light years ahead of your contemporary. So it's just really a great choice for everyone to do that.
Especially because of the fact, Ray, that you know and I know, and anybody that's got 500 brain cells to rub together and has any knowledge at all about what's going on with genetically modified products and the rest of what these corporations are foisting upon humanity, the day is going to come very, very soon where there will be no choice the way that we have a choice now. Yeah, right now we still have a choice spiritually and physiologically to put some good things in our bodies, although I'm even a little suspect that most of these, what are called organic produce, are much better side by side, at least in some grocery stores, than traditional produce. I'm starting to see a mix of the two where I just don't trust even those. It's hard to trust when you walk into a store, Ray, in Vegas or California, and on one aisle they've got, get your organic produce. And just as you're walking over to get your organic tomatoes or your organic apples, you hear over the loudspeaker, get a 10% discount off of your grocery bill today when you opt in for the vaccines. Well, then you find out what's in the vaccines. All kinds of good stuff, like what? Formaldehyde, mercury, and just a plethora of poisons that are virtually guaranteed to make your life a living hell. So it's hard when you get into a situation where that's happening to the food. And I guess my point with that is, while we can make decisions and have the choice that you were just talking about, Ray, we better exercise it. Because exercise, you know, it's like any other muscle. If man doesn't exercise any muscle in his collective body, so to speak, that atrophies. Well, you know, man's making his choice right now. And he can choose organic foods, and he can choose fruits and vegetables. But as a collective body, even after all the information out there and all the great work, films like Earthlings and Dr. Joy and Will Tuttle, The World Peace Diet, and all these other people that have written great books and have great information, even with all that, we're still killing 19,000 land animals in the United States every minute for food. And if that ain't a true horror story, I don't know what is. So the days are rapidly coming where choice will no longer be an option. I'm looking at an article right now, the Food and Drug Administration. This one's on naturalsociety.com, a good site. FDA claims walnuts to be illegal drugs, government lunacy at its best. Yep, there are about 30 peer-reviewed journals out there that tell us that walnuts, beyond a shadow of a doubt, have all kinds of beneficial effects for mankind, but your government will not allow you to say that. But it's okay if you say that Fritos and potato chips are good for you, but hey, walnuts, those are classified as illegal drugs. That's just a point that they're doing their best. The corporations that bribe your government agencies like the FDA, they are not going to quit, which is why it's important to make the good choices while we can and exercise that muscle of choice, because pretty soon it's going to be taken away, particularly if we don't do it. You know that time's getting short when in California you've got armed SWAT teams, guns drawn, raiding fruit and vegetable stores. These are things that people might have gone to war about many, many years ago. Of course, now, when you got all the beer you want, your belly's full with burgers, fries, Coke, Diet Coke, plenty of prescription drugs, vaccines, Dancing with the Stars, the game of the week. When you got all that in your body, who cares about what the FDA says about walnuts, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Ruthann, do you have any questions for us?
Yes. Somebody asked me, and I think I had read the same article they did, about teeth. And it was funny because Jeff mentioned Dr. Weston Price earlier, a dentist. People seem to think that on a raw fruit, raw vegetable diet, they may have more dental problems. Could you address that and what kind of care you take of your teeth?
You want to get that one, Ray? And then I'll answer as well.
Okay. Oh, God, the things people think. Okay, no, there's nothing wrong with my teeth.
Okay. Yeah, I have no cavities, and I sure don't want any, but, you know, so what do you do?
There's nothing wrong with your teeth. You just maintain the high mineral diet, you know, as much as you can, and then I augment with fluoride-free toothpaste.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really important. And then if I feel like I, you know, need more or whatever, I do brush with the baking powder sea salt combo just to get my teeth really clean. But flossing is important anyway, so everyone should be doing that as a rule of thumb. And I just think that's a myth about the vegan diet. I'm speaking for myself. I don't have any teeth or gum issues, and I just think it's a myth. I don't think there's any truth to it. What do you think, Joe?
Go ahead, Ruthann.
Well, I was just going to say, what about when? Because I've heard that after eating certain kinds of fruits, if you don't brush, whatever, you really need to drink some water. But, of course, we believe in drinking a lot of water anyway. But is that true, that after certain things that might be more acidic than others, that it would be better just to drink?
Let me
answer that one. It is true that certain high sugar fruits, for example, dates, prunes, any kind of dry fruit, if you get that stuff stuck in your teeth, that's not a good thing, and that should be brushed off right away. I don't eat a whole lot of those types of products, so I don't worry about it.
Right.
But what I found is I've been doing this for a long time, and my teeth are in perfect health. What I found is that if you eat a high mineral content in your diet, you're going to have pretty healthy, strong teeth. And what we mean by that is drink plenty of green smoothies, a lot of fruits of today. I think where this myth started about having teeth problems on a fruitarian or raw vegan diet was when back during, I believe, Arnold Arendt, one of the original fruitarians, some of his followers had teeth issues. Some had teeth fall out. And what I attribute that to is that the quality of the fruit that exists on the earth today is lower in mineral content than it was hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The soils due to over-farming, U.S. Congress has known this since the mid-20s, or it's either the mid-20s or the mid-30s. It's somewhere in there. Early in the 1900s, U.S. Congress knew that our soils were depleted due to over-farming, and that's only gotten worse. So the quality of the fruit that we've got today, if you start try to eat only fruit to the exclusion of mineral-rich greens, which we mix into green smoothies, yeah, you might eventually have a long way down the road some teeth problems. So to go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, so you're saying that if you put in, I mean, actually in your food, you should be okay and not worry about something, except like you said, if you eat dried fruits, you should probably brush after. But otherwise, I mean, don't worry about running to brush your teeth after everything you put in and all of that.
Let me
just get one more thought on that out, and that is this. The health of your teeth is like anything else. It starts from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're eating a, you know, acidic diet or you're eating a diet that's low in minerals, then that's going to manifest itself in your teeth. If you're eating a good diet from the inside out, which is fruits and a lot of mineral-rich greens, that's going to manifest in health in your teeth. That being said, I still brush with just plain bar soap after each meal. Just, you know, just be sensible. Don't let food sit on the teeth. And I've got a lot of good backup for that. Dr. Gerard Judd wrote a book called Good Teeth, Birth to Death. This guy never lost a tooth, a doctor. And what did he brush with his whole life? Nothing but a toothbrush and bar soap. So the point is, if you eat a mineral-rich diet, as Ray was talking about, and you brush with just a toothbrush and some simple bar soap, you will not have any teeth problems.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, we might even do a show on this. I mean, just the myth surrounding
that would be
veganism.
There
are so many. People make up these stories and they have neuroses about things that are just not true. It just gets down to common sense. Okay?
Well said.
It's ridiculous, the things I hear. You've got to be kidding me. You actually believe that, okay? It's just common sense. We are alkaline now, but Jeff and I, because of what we eat. He's right, from the inside out, okay, everything takes care of itself on a cellular level. And it all gets back to clean water, eating a plant-based diet, you know, to the best of your ability, wherever you are in the world. You're just making choices, living food.
We've got 1 minute left.
So anyway,
okay.
I just thank you for your time, and I hope everybody,
thanks for your knowledge, guys.
Get out into nature whenever you can.
Good questions, Ruth Ann, and I enjoyed doing this today. Of course, we got a little rough start there with the tech issues. We'll get that ironed out. We'll get that ironed out.
As long as Blog Talk works with us, we'll be fine.
Yeah, we're doing our best, and it'll get a little bit better each week,
and we'll
be putting out better information each week, more and more important stuff. So tune in next week if you're out there listening, and we'll have more great, totally useful info for you, and Thanks for being here, Ray and Ruth Ann.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Have a good day, everybody.
Have a great week.
All right, good night.